Secretary Gates has been growing increasingly impatient with NATO allies as they failed to live up to commitments made at the NATO summit 11 months ago. He said several countries have indicated their intent to increase their troop presence in Afghanistan, but he said he cannot name them because they've not yet completed their domestic consultations. Secretary Gates says the most urgent needs in Afghanistan are for troops to train the Afghan army and for personnel to staff provincial reconstruction teams, which are crucial to the effort to deliver development to the Afghan people. U.S. officials say the NATO force in Afghanistan also needs more airlift and more flexibility in how it uses the forces from various contributing nations. Under NATO rules, countries can place restrictions on how their forces are used. So even though it may appear that NATO forces are fully or nearly fully staffed, they may not be able to do all the things a commander might want. Al Pessin, VOA News, Amsterdam.